Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 728, The Reason You May Not Be Getting Results and What to Do About It, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Happy Wednesday. Hey, happy 1st of May, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And for additional content and motivation, you can find us on Instagram at oldpodcast. All right, I'm not going to forget to give an inspirational quote this week. It's the first of the month, so let's start this month off on the right foot. So here we go. Quote, "When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But we often look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us." Helen Keller. All right, let's keep that positivity going as we get to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Reason You May Not Be Getting Results and What to Do About It, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. If you want to lose body fat, you have to eat this way and you have to work out this way. If you want to build muscle, you have to eat this way and you have to train this way. The fitness and nutrition world is an interesting place. The latest and greatest fad surfaces on a frequent basis with promises of allowing you to finally lose the weight or build muscle, or whatever desire you have when it comes to your body composition. Many methods, fad or not, can be portrayed in a way that people think they absolutely have to follow if they want results. Often, this leads people to apply a certain method that may not be appropriate for them because other people are experiencing great results. You don't have to do what's popular or what other experts swear by if that method doesn't fit your lifestyle and personality. Here's my primary rule when it comes to working out and nutrition. The approach you use shouldn't put too much stress on you, nor should it require you to revolve your life around it. Now, there may be a time when you want to get strict and accomplish a goal, but these should be for predetermined periods of time. It should not go on for months and years. When it comes to strength training and nutrition, there isn't a one-size-fits-all approach that will work for everyone. Working out. When it comes to strength training, I'll admit that I'm biased in regards to strength training methods. I like lifting heavy and use primarily barbell, dumbbell, and bodyweight exercises. I love to deadlift, squat, press weight overhead, perform chin-ups, handstand push-ups, and other bodyweight exercises. Even though lifting heavy while focusing on big compound movements works incredibly well for building strength and a strong, healthy body, does that mean it's the only way you can build a body you're proud of? Absolutely not. Maybe you like to train exclusively with kettlebells. Perhaps you want to get into Olympic lifting or train with strongman tools. Or maybe you love conditioning and metabolic focus training programs. Maybe you love crazy workout finishers or want to have the ability to work out anytime and anywhere, so you use bodyweight workouts. Furthermore, you don't have to squat, bench press, and deadlift if you don't enjoy those lifts, or especially if you have mobility issues or previous injuries that prevent you from doing them safely. In that case, you should perform variations of those exercises that work for you. I don't care how you choose to engage in resistance training. Find what works for you and do what you enjoy. Nutrition and eating patterns. There's plenty of controversy in the wonderful world of strength training, but nutrition is perhaps plagued with the most pervasive dogmatic views and opinions. Nutrition and diet is definitely the area where people usually experience the most confusion. There are numerous nutrition plans and methods that have produced incredible results. Some people prefer strict guidelines that require them to eat a set number of calories and macronutrients at certain times of the day. Other people, like myself, prefer to have simple, flexible guidelines. An example is simply being aware of healthier food choices, which is generally a very easy way for people to lose body fat and see positive changes to their physique. I remember many months ago, two of my fellow fitness friends, Jen Keck and Ben Bruno, were discussing nutrition habits on Twitter. Jen asked Ben if he typically followed an intermittent fasting protocol. His response was, "No, quite the opposite, actually. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. Usually, eat most of my carbs earlier in the day. Been doing it for years. I've tried some other stuff, but I always go back to it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?" The bottom line with nutrition, don't be afraid to experiment and discover what works for you. Experiment and discover what works for you. I've tried numerous nutrition methods and diets throughout my career. For example, the first eating style I attempted was the standard 5 to 6 small meals throughout the day. For over a year, I followed this template every day, even though I didn't like it. I never felt full, it was a chore to prepare and clean up after so many meals, and it made events like family dinners or going out to eat stressful. Eating that way caused me to constantly stress out and think about my diet, but I kept on doing it because it was the quote-unquote best way to get results. Thankfully, I later discovered that simply isn't true. Intermittent fasting turned out to be a much better method for me to use long-term. I've been following intermittent fasting in one way or another for over 5 years now. It's what works for me. Even though I'm a proponent of intermittent fasting and use it with myself and many of my clients, that doesn't mean it's right for everyone. In fact, I still have some clients who prefer to eat 4 to 5 smaller meals each day and hate any form of intermittent fasting. Here are some simple questions to ask yourself if you're unsure of the direction to go with your nutrition habits. Do you prefer a set plan that tells you everything you can and can't eat? Or do you like detailed guidelines for how many calories and/or macronutrients to eat? Or do you prefer basic, flexible principles? Different strokes for different folks. Find what works for you. Don't force a square peg in a round hole. Bottom line, if a particular method doesn't fit your personality or mesh with your lifestyle, then don't force it. As I stated, intermittent fasting works well for me. I can achieve my body composition and performance goals with ease, and it's virtually stress-free in application and practice. However, some of my clients, in addition to other people I've communicated with, don't like intermittent fasting. Some people get headaches, feel like they're starving, or just don't feel well when they fast. I don't bark at them saying, "Intermittent fasting is the best way to get results, so suck it up," or anything like that. Instead, I give them simple guidelines like eat more unprocessed foods and eat when you're hungry and stop when you're satisfied, but not when you're stuffed. This is why I have flexible guidelines. This way, you can adjust your eating patterns and workouts as necessary to suit your needs, preferences, and lifestyle. You just listened to the post titled, "The Reason You May Not Be Getting Results and What to Do About It," by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Being in the nutrition field, I try and experience what my patients and clients experience as well to the best of my ability. So for example, I get a lot of questions about intermittent fasting. So I go ahead and try that diet myself so that I can speak to what it's like for me. As long as I know it's not going to cause me harm, I'll probably give it a shot again, mostly for the experience. And what I found was intermittent fasting for me is no good. I'm cranky, my workouts weren't as good, I felt like I ended up eating more when I did get to sit down for my meal, just no good for me. I also have tried the 5 to 6 meals per day thing. And with that one, I always felt like I was hungry and not really quite eating enough food every single time. And yes, as Nia mentioned, it was kind of a pain to plan like 6 meals every single day. So finding the right eating pattern even for me wasn't a slam dunk. It took some time and some finessing. And that's all Nia's trying to say. And I agree with her. Find what works for you so long as, again, it's not causing you harm, so long as it's helping you achieve optimal health and wellness, you're able to perform at your best, your doctor's happy with your progress. Those are the things I really care about. Because in a couple of years, you may look back and say, oh yeah, I tried intermittent fasting or paleo or South Beach or Atkins and said, well, you know, those didn't work for me. And all I care about is that you learned along the way, that you learned a little bit about yourself after each diet you tried. And so hopefully again, a couple of years from now, when you look back and you said, you know what? Yeah, I did learn something from each of those diets I tried. And that's what got me to where I am today. Now I know what works for me. All right, that's enough out of my commentary. But before I go, really quickly, if you're on Instagram, come follow us at Old Podcast. We do book giveaways there. We share pictures showing where you're listening from. We post quotes from the contributing authors and lots more. Again, you can follow us at Old Podcast. I thank you again, as always, for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.